Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this broadcast. We're usually going through the Bible, book by book, and we've ended up in Joel, and we're still in chapter 1 today. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast so far. I'd like to pray a special blessing upon all of the hearers and all of those that are listening to this broadcast. This is a blessing that I would want prayed on me, that that you learn the fear of the Almighty, that those of you that are still in bondage to sin, that in the middle of your sin, that the fear of the Almighty will suddenly come upon you, and that you will obey that fear and repent and learn obedience from Him. What a blessing, huh? Times are coming, hard times, times where you need to learn obedience so that you can be led by His Spirit. Learn it now while it's easy. This is the warning. The hard times are coming, and they're not going to wait. Learn the fear of the Almighty. May it come upon you suddenly when you forget about Him and you indulge yourself in whatever lusts of the flesh that you may indulge yourself in. May the fear of the Almighty come suddenly upon you and cause you to repent and cry to Him and say, please teach me obedience. I'm afraid of what will happen to me if I do not learn to walk in obedience to you. You know, I can say honestly, in my life, I got to that point and I said, I'm afraid what will become of me if I don't learn obedience, whatever it takes. I need to learn obedience. I need to put down all of these things that are not pleasing to you. I need the fruit of repentance in my life. I need the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the self-control, rather than being controlled by other things, by the lusts of the flesh and all of the things that I've continued to do since I came out of Egypt or Babylon or the world, Sodom and Gomorrah, and those things that I found it too difficult to put them down. Please teach me obedience. I'm afraid of what will become of me if I don't learn obedience. Yeah, that's the fear of the Almighty. What will become of me? You know, only if I know, if I'm walking with you in obedience, will I know that I'm safe. Teach me. Write your law upon my mind and in my heart so that my heart compels me to please you. Let it be in my heart to live a life that's pleasing to you. That's the blessing that I pray upon all the hearers and all those that are listening to this. At whatever time you hear it and listening to it, the fear of the Almighty. Be afraid of what will happen to you if you don't learn obedience. Be afraid of the delusion that's upon you because you refuse to allow the Holy Spirit to work repentance in your life. Be afraid of the delusion that you're saved when you're not. Do you think you cannot be deceived? Be afraid of that. Fear God. Keep His commandments and live. Cross the border into His kingdom. Let Him be your king and live in obedience to Him. Show Him that you love Him. I only want to do the things that please you, Heavenly Father. Abba, Father, please teach me obedience. Joel chapter 1, verse 14. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand, and destruction from the Almighty shall it come. It's coming. Is not the meat cut off before your eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their clods, The garners are laid desolate, the barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? And herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flames hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. You feel it in the air. Everyone knows something's coming. This is it. This is what's coming. The day of the Lord, the judgment of the Almighty on a sinful and idolatrous nation is coming. Can he withhold his hand? Should he withhold his hand? Will you plead with him to hold his hand? I hear the cries. Oh, yeah, just, no, I think it's too late for America. But is it too late for you? That's the question. It's too late for the nation. It was too late for Israel. How many times? It was too late for all the nations. When the day of the Lord came, destruction from the Almighty, no one could stay it. Will it be too late for you? That's the question. Will you continue in your delusion? Or will you truly begin to fear him and keep his commandments? You know, that's why people don't change. They don't fear God. They have a delusion. Oh, I can keep sinning. I can keep feeding my lusts. I can squander all the good things that the Almighty gives me every day and continue therein. I said the magic words. I've been assured by my pastor that I'm saved. How dare you question my salvation? What did David say? Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. It's not my salvation, it's his. Thy salvation. We're in Joel chapter 2 and verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Yeah, I'm blowing a trumpet here, people. I'm on the wall. I'm blowing the trumpet. Here it comes. It's coming. It cannot be stayed. There's no turning back for America. I'm sorry. But there is turning back for you. And you. And you. You can turn to God. You can turn to the Almighty. You can lay down your idolatry and all of the false assurances of salvation and learn repentance. Allow His Holy Spirit to bring forth the fruit of repentance in your life. Yes, that you might walk in the good works which God has before ordained that you might walk in them. Why do you refuse them any longer? How long will His Holy Spirit contend with you and try to bring you to repentance? How long will you blaspheme His Holy Spirit by not allowing His Holy Spirit to bring forth the fruit of repentance in your life? How long? Till there is no more room for repentance? Till there is no more room for forgiveness? Because without repentance, there is no forgiveness. That's the riddle. That's the answer to the riddle of the unpardonable sin. Whoever blasphemes the Holy Spirit, there will be no forgiveness for him. That's right. If you don't allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth the work of repentance in your life, there is no forgiveness without repentance. If you don't repent, you will not be forgiven. That's why the Messiah stepped out onto the scene and he began his earthly ministry by saying, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand." Am I greater than my master, who cried out and who said, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached? Should I preach it differently than he is? Oh, say the magic words and you'll get to go to heaven when you die. Did he say, repent so you can go to heaven when you die? Never heard that once. That's not in the book. He said, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. It's the gospel of the kingdom. There's no new gospel. There's no other gospel. There's one gospel. It's the gospel of the kingdom. If they aren't preaching the gospel of the kingdom, that the kingdom is at hand, and that you need to obey the king, that you need to repent to enter his kingdom, to allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth the fruit of repentance in your life, that you might be saved and endure in his kingdom to the end of your mortality in order to be saved. As I've said before, if you aren't in his kingdom when your mortality comes to its end, you will not be in his kingdom forever. If you want to be there when your mortality ends, then you need to be there now. And you need to remain there and endure to the end to be saved. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm in my holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Remember my prayer. I pray a blessing. In the middle of your sin, may you tremble. May the fear of the Almighty come upon you suddenly and bring forth the fruit of repentance. Put off that wickedness that you've continued in. It's time to walk in his kingdom. It's time to truly repent and learn obedience to the Almighty. The day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, and a great people and strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, to the years of many generations. Yep, this is not going to happen. So this hasn't happened in a long time, and it's not going to happen for a long time after. The day of the Lord is at hand. A destruction is coming like you haven't seen in your lifetime for many generations. It's coming. Yeah, we had such destruction on the continent here in America, and it came from, well, without, but it was, the waste came within. A lot of Americans died, hundreds of thousands of Americans died in the so-called Civil War, instigated by the little Vatican over there called Washington, D.C., to keep the control of the continent in one place. That's what the Civil War was all about. Destruction came then, and it can come again. Don't believe it? You better believe it. Why shouldn't it? The land is much more wicked than it was then. Here it comes. It's coming. Who can stay it? There's nothing you can do about it. There's no time to save the nation to bring it back to the 50s. The great time of idolatry. That's what people look back to. Oh, that it was back like then. You know, the American dream and apple pie and all of that. But I look back at those times and, like I said, I see idolatry. That's it. And what did that idolatry bring about? The 60s. And what happened in the 60s? Freedom. Freedom from God's law. Liberty. Yes, the sexual revolution and socialism. Wealth, the welfare state. That's what the idolatry brings. So it just gets worse and worse. One perplexity upon another. But people loved it. Yeah, they embraced it. And they forgot all about the law of God and his word and pleasing him. A day of gloominess. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. It's in front of you and it's behind you. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. Is that coming? Yes, it's coming. The appearance of them as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains, they shall leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. You know, some of these things, this is what it's like when a great army comes against you. And you can see from the language that it applies today as much as it applied then. Before their face the people shall be much pained. All the faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses, and they shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Sounds like a lot of fire, destruction, bombs going off, thick clouds of smoke burning. And the Lord shall utter his voice before the army, for his camp very great. You know, I read in Jeremiah, and Jeremiah said that Babylon was a sword of judgment in the hand of the Almighty. That's right. Warfare, when it comes, is a sword of judgment in the hand of the Almighty. Is America ready to be judged? You better believe it. Look at this clown they have in the White House trying to spread sodomy all over the world, trying to strip all of the rights of free men away, and succeeding. Planned disasters and catastrophes to implement laws that would never have been implemented in a land of liberty. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When people draw back from the Spirit of the Almighty, when they find His commandments detestable, when they seek to fulfill only the lusts of their flesh by breaking His commandments, then the liberty of abates, because where the Spirit is, there is liberty. Well, there is a liberty of the sons of God that will never be quenched. And though the liberty of our land is leaving so fast and furiously before our eyes that none can stay it, people cry out, but no one seems to be able to stay it, to put an end to it, to stop it from leaving, because the day of the Lord is at hand. Who can stay it? Judgment is coming. A land so blessed, to whom much is given, much is required, much is now required. Be led by His Spirit, or be afraid. But let your fear be a godly fear. Fear what will happen to you if you don't learn obedience. That's it. Learn to be led by His Spirit. Be really afraid. I am afraid. What would happen if I turn back? I can't allow the temptation of sin to overtake my life. I'm afraid. I fear God. I keep His commandments. I say, please, write them upon the flesh of my heart. Let it be in me to live a life that is pleasing to You. Fear the Almighty. Keep His commandments and live. Be led by His Spirit. Don't you see what's coming? Don't you fear it? Can't you? Don't you know what it is to be afraid? Or can you be so delusional that you will not be afraid until it's upon you? That's where most people are. Such a delusional state. So drunken with idolatry, new wine, and pharmakia, and food, and sin, and adultery, that they're never going to see it until it's on them. Then they're going to cry out, but it'll be too late. He will not hear their voice because they have refused to hear his voice. We'll be back in a few minutes.